Okay.
Gronkowski, what's the challenge of trying to limit?
Well, Corey, he's a great player, runs good routes, got great hands. He's a basketball guy that could get up and body you and get himself. Even though you may have him covered, he can position his body to make plays. And with his reach, you know, they have a great connection, obviously, between them. They know what Brady knows exactly what he's going to do, so he does a great job of putting the ball where he can catch it. And, you know, so it's a tough matchup for anybody. And, you know, but at the same time, it's exciting. You know, he's a good football player. And, you know, as a football team, you always want to play against good football players.
Is there anybody that you guys have faced recently in the last couple of years that even compares to Gronkowski as far as the challenge of
what? You know what? I hadn't thought about it off the top of my head. I'm getting old, so I can't remember all the, you know, just recently. But I'm sure along that, you know, Mercedes is a lot like him. You know, Mercedes is tall, 6'6", and has a good reach. And, you know, when you throw it up to him, and, you know, when we played Mercedes in the past, that, you know, that's a great example of, you know, the type of player that we're playing.
How much of Tom Brady is pre-snap in terms of reading the defense?
Well, I just think the guy has the whole package. I mean, I think he does a great job of, if you're trying to disguise, he can hard count to get you to show what you're in. And then once he knows what you're in, he knows where he wants to go. And, you know, so, and he's obviously has pinpoint accuracy. And, you know, he's a very, very good football player that, you know, produces on the field. And, obviously, production second to none.
So, how do you balance between trying to disguise and getting caught being too cute?
Well, you know, yeah. What you want to do, you know, within some parameters, you want to make sure you do what you do, but you still want to do some things, you know, if you can. But, you know, our guys, you know, what we emphasize to them all the time is we want them to be able to up, know their keys, and play fast, you know, and. It's not only, you know, physically playing fast, but mentally. If you understand what you're doing and you recognize what's going on, it allows you to play physically fast. So that's, you know, big emphasis that we've had all the time. And, you know, so we're going to continue to emphasize that also along with other things.
Why is the Edelman such a tough cover?
You know what? The guy has an uncanny knack to break off your leverage. If you're inside, he breaks outside. If you're outside, he breaks inside. He can work. If you're head up, he knows which way he wants to work you. I think that the guy, you know, being an ex-quarterback, I think he understands a lot of things about the passing game. And the routes that he runs, he does a great job. I mean, and when he catches the ball, I mean, he could turn it, you know, he runs with it too. So he, you know, they do a lot of different things with him, and he's a weapon. I think he leads the NFL in receptions, I believe, you know, with 22, I think, you know, so.
The teams that have beaten him, what have they done? Has there been a common factor in what they've done? I'm sure you've seen some stuff.
Well, I think that, you know, they've been able to make plays when they have the opportunity. You know, they put themselves in position to make plays, but at the same time, you got to make those plays. So the teams that have beaten them, I mean, there haven't been, you know, a whole lot here of late, you know, so, but, you know, they're a very good football team and they do a great job.
Deion Lewis is kind of a new guy for them. What are you seeing on film from him?
I'll tell you, he catches the ball. They put him out there. They throw deep balls to him. They throw shallow routes to him. When he runs, he averages 5 yards a carry, you know, so he has good yards per carry. So he's a smaller, quick guy, scat guy. Once again, when you're approaching him to tackle him, he'll use your leverage against you. If you're overrunning it, he'll cut it back. And, you know, so, I think he creates a problem as far as he's done a good job in the run game, but at the same time, they could put him out there and they could throw deep, short, intermediate to him. So he's a good weapon for him.
How did Sample come in his first game?
He did a good job. I mean, you know, because of him being new to the position, he only had 3 days to practice the actual strong safety position. You know, we were limited in the things that we could do with him. So, you know, with what we asked him to do, he did a good job and, you know, he grew and, it was a good thing to get him in there, man. I think it really helped him. So this week he's been practicing really well.
Huge jump though, going from that to Brady in terms of playing that back end.
Well, I think that you talking about Tannehill.
Well, not so much Tannehill, just Brady. How I mean?
Oh yeah, he's the best there is. You know, so you don't get any better than that. So obviously, it's a huge jump for anybody that's playing in the back end versus our guys. I mean, with our guys. So I just don't think it doesn't get any better than Tom Brady, in my opinion, with all the things that he does. He runs the offense. I mean, he's online, no huddle, calls, checks. He does a great job with his coach on the field.
With a guy that has a history like that in this league, like him or Manning, how far back do you go to study a player like that?
Well, a lot of us have played him in the past, and we understand, and we looked at games from the past, but they kind of all look, the same. So as far as his talent level and what he does, and, there's been coordinators that have come through there, but not a whole lot has changed. I think Coach Belichick obviously has a system in place, and, Brady has been doing it for a long time. So
how many Brady wins do you have under your belt, Bob?
I'm not going to answer that question. I really don't.
What did you learn?
You don't remember one? So if you'd beaten him, you'd kind of remember it.
Thanks, Vito. I think you're making fun of me, Vito. Come on, Vito. That's sarcasm.
What did you learn about your defense holding Miami's scoreless the final 25 minutes of Sunday?
Well, I think that our guys, they continued to fight. I mean, we came out, they hit the big play. Then we stopped them, field goal, then three and out. And then they got some drives. And then when they came out, the beginning of the second half, and they go right down the field and score, those guys, to me, showed a lot of character by mental toughness, by continuing to play good football, fast football, and as you said, holding scoreless the last five drives or whatever it was. And, at the end of the game, we had the same situation the game before against Carolina when they were backed up late in the game and we didn't hold them and they got a field goal. This time, we held them and made them punt, so that's growth. And, we're excited about that, along with, we had a lot of guys play, Peyton and Nick and, just a lot of different guys in there. So Sample and Josh Evans and, on the D-line, some different guys. So
is that maybe the biggest difference in this team in year three versus year two and year one, when you guys go to sub and get a little, you have depth?
Oh, yeah, and no doubt about it. I mean, the process has been good and, the depth is good and, I think that's, Dave and Gus have done a great job with that. That when you get down to your fifth corner, and it was really the sixth because Grotz was hurt, you usually say, you never get to your fifth corner, but, one time we did when House went down and then Colvin was out for a while, we had those guys in there. So that's a great job by those guys in critical situations too. He did a great job on that third down. He made a big time play. I think it was Landry, if I remember correctly, on the play, got the ball out. I mean, it would have been a first down, continue to drive. And, he's a confident guy and he plays hard and, he has his maturity to him. So, we were pleased with what he did in the game.
Sergio's been the one kind of constant back there. How has he done with all?
Sergio, every week is getting better. I mean, and he's becoming a leader, the maturation within our, he's an older player, but he's new in our system and our team and everything. And he's done a great job. He made some great breaks back there. And, he's gotten better every week since OTA. So that's fun to see, and, I think it's the longer he's in the system, he's just going to get better and better and better. He's, first year guy in the system. So really like him. Okay? Hey!